You're listening to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dr. Dean Senko, Director of the Ingham County Health Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for your time this evening. A subject is coming up that's getting a lot of attention, and I wanted to go to the source and find out. We're talking about the Ingham County Pollution Prevention Regulation. It has to do with the Ingham County Sanitary Code. Let's just start with you giving us the layman's terms of what this is, and then we'll talk about its goals and implementing.
Well, this is really a way to attempt to solidify an activity that we've had here at the health department for about 20 years. And it involves ensuring that facilities that contain polluting substances are taking care of those substances properly, ensuring that we have adequate information that we can pass along to first providers in the event of a fire, and also to ensure that we meet certain federal and state laws that require what we call an off-site plan. That is, a plan should there be a release of chemicals off the site of the facility and into the community.
What kind of, in the 20 years that this in some form has been in effect, what kind of chemicals and are we talking about here?
Well, there's a variety of them. Some of those that we're most concerned about are chemicals that are designated by the federal government as extremely hazardous substances. And for those facilities that have extremely hazardous substances at a certain threshold, there needs to be this off-site plan. That is a plan by the community, say, how are we going to deal with a release of this chemical into the community? There are also an array of other substances that are defined as polluting materials, and they would also be included, although the rigor of what's involved with them is less than it is for the extremely hazardous substances.
And in terms of the emergency response and first responders, this is so that there is a plan in effect, and what any hazardous materials that are in a building or a business are known to those who are going. Am I getting that right?
Exactly. And that is a large intent of what we're trying to do here, to standardize that process. You know, when the Adams Plating fire occurred in December, our staff were called out to the scene. We had the information on what was in that facility, what was likely burning. We gave that real time to the responders that were there so they knew what protections they needed to take to protect the first responders. And then beyond that, as they were dousing the fire and water was being generated, there were a few homes off the facility, off the premises of the property, that became flooded. We had a good sense of the contamination that was in that water, and because of that, we had to evacuate a few homes to ensure the safety of those residents.
Now, this to date, and again, I'm here to stand corrected, sir, has been a voluntary process. What would this do? This would change it into a regulated process?
We would then have a county regulation, so there would be reason why we would go in to these facilities at a designated frequency. They would have to report to us what chemicals they store on their premises and provide us with some information that would help us complete what we're calling a status sheet. That would be a standardized form so we would know at all of these sites what's there, as well as that would be available 24/7 to the first responder community. In addition, it would allow us to come in at a certain frequency to do on-site inspections to ensure that everything is being done properly.
And you know, you and I had just a few moments to talk this morning. I'm getting letters from the Michigan Manufacturers Association, mm-hmm. memos, and from the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Why do you perceive a pushback?
I think this, well, you'd have to speak with those individuals, and there are lengthy arguments that they are presenting for why, and some of it is just a reluctance to have a county regulation in place this way. Frankly, we see some of it as not being accurate information. as reflecting a misunderstanding of the proposal. For example, we saw something, I believe you did too, that talks about having some bottles of Windex on your shelf as being a threshold for being included in this program. I mean, that's just totally untrue.
And that was my next, yes, we're thinking along the same lines. That was my next question from the Lansing Regional Chamber. It says a communication from them, a shelf of Windex or a case of oil could be defined as a polluting substance. So that's not the intent of what this pollution prevention regulation is about.
Absolutely not.
And, okay, so it's kind of well, I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth. So the protecting the first responders and being able to, as you said, let folks know in a neighborhood in case there's wash, you know, chemicals are washed down a street or something, or then in the air. That is the intent of it. What about funding? Is there a switch in any funding that's going to happen with this that is a cause for concern? Or
yeah, well, yes. I mean, there is a companion resolution that the Board of Commissioners will consider tonight, and that companion resolution will have to do with fees. And the fees would help us offset the county's investment in this program. Presently, this is all funded by County General Fund. And what we're looking for is some help that way. The commissioners will decide at what level of help that will look like, and that will be their decision, but there is a separate resolution that has to do with fees to help support this program.
If the Board of Commissioners is to vote on this tonight, or is this just discussion tonight? I'm sorry.
Well, it's my anticipation that there will indeed be a vote. I mean, this has come before them in the past. They have decided to table it. But we've been considering this and deliberating on this for a few months now, and my sense is that the board will actually take a vote.
Is there any downside to this from your point of view as director of the Ingham County Health Department? Your job is to keep folks safe and healthy. Do you see a downside to this?
Well, I think the downside would be if this were to fail. Because if this were to fail, I think we would have to look at how we're going to meet the funds that we have to support programs like this. And I don't know what the future would be, because the county is in a state of tremendous financial stress right now and going into fiscal year 12. And my fear would be that this program, which we believe is a valuable program to protect our environment, to protect our first responders and our communities, could be in jeopardy.
And I'm wondering, and I am going to talk to some folks from the other side. I always try to balance things out on the show here, sir. Is it just about more regulation, do you think? I mean, is there a lot of paperwork that's involved in this for business owners?
I mean, I think they may argue that, but that's not what I'm hearing from my staff. My staff says if they have the plans that they are supposed to have, and presently all they have to do is say, yes, we have a plan, and oftentimes. And there isn't any oversight beyond that. So if they have the plans that they're supposed to have in many of these facilities, all they have to do is forward the plan, and then we will take that plan, we will incorporate it into our status sheet that we will then put in an electronic file so that it's readily accessible to first responders and others who need to meet the requirements at a scene.
Well, Dr. Dean Senko, I appreciate your time tonight and giving us your perspective on this pollution prevention regulation. It's going to be a topic for a while here, and I look forward to calling you again to catch up on the process as we watch this go along.
Cheryl, thank you very much for your interest.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Dean Senko, who is director of the Ingham County Health Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.